Next public hearing is subdivision 2022-13, lands of Chad E. and Amy L. Reed.
This is a standard subdivision within the existing Loblolly Village major subdivision to divide 6.94 acres plus or minus into two single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the north side of Loblolly Avenue, a private street within the major subdivision, approximately 500 feet north of Johnson Road, which is Sussex County Route 207. The tax parcel ID is District 330, Map 15.13, Parcel 44.00, and the zoning is MR, Medium Density Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's legal description, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plat, we have a copy of the soil feasibility study, we have a copy of TAC comments, including comments from the Office of the Delaware State Fire Marshal, we have a copy of the staff review letter, we have a copy of the DelDOT letter of no objection, we have a copy of a letter received from the applicant evidencing 51% support or no objection from owners or within the subdivision. And I would note that the looking at the applicant's plan, they would require a waiver from the lot grading requirement and from the forested buffer requirements also. Thank you.
All right, we thank you.
Good evening, Chad Reed, Lincoln, Delaware. This is my son, Tyler Reed. Basically, what we're trying to do here is I own 6.9 acres, and the residual piece, I don't know if you can operate that or not, but the cul-de-sac area up the Loblolly Lane, if you come off that inside corner and go straight across, I'm literally trying to give him 8/10 of an acre so him and his wife can build their forever home and they can leave my house. So...
Will you be out there with a hammer?
If I can just show you, it's literally our house sits here. I don't know if he can show that.
That's the bottom of the cul-de-sac there.
And I'm trying to give him this piece of ground right here. Our house is up on it. It was the residual land of Loblolly Village. The problem, the reason it got thrown into be a big deal is because there was five houses on Loblolly Lane, and with him building a house, it would make it the sixth lot, yep. Which throws it into a major, okay, which I'm not trying to develop 300 acres and all this stuff that everybody, I'm literally trying to give my son 8/10 of an acre so he can build a house, you know what I mean? We're asking for a waiver of the street improvements, and we're asking for a waiver of the forestry buffer because literally
what you're seeing is just overgrowth.
That was wide open field when we built our house, and I just kept what yard I wanted, and I'm an outdoors guy, so I let the rest grow up. He's going to be clearing that lot if approved, you know, to build his house. It's, you know, 10-year growth is all it is. And so he's gotten signatures from everybody on the lane. The lane is a hard packed stone lane.
And everybody on the lane maintains it. Everybody, like, basically everybody on the lane I know or we're family friends with. And it's just a take care of your.
Is there a written agreement in place?
There is none. There's no HOA. There's no written agreement. It's and actually our name, my wife and I's name, we own the lane.
It's a private lane.
But the deed is in our name to that lane.
Yeah.
So.
Do all the other lots have an easement across that?
I have no idea. I don't know what their legalities are. I just know we inherited the property from my father-in-law, and we just decided to come in on the other residual property, which would be the Speed Street lane that comes up into our house area, instead of coming up the Loblolly Lane. And so I just thought, well, that'll work out perfect for him. When I give him this lot, he can just access it right off the cul-de-sac. And then I didn't realize it was going to be, you know, like I was
all
getting ready
this.
To develop
yeah.
150
yeah,
home development or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, what we do in regulation, we try to make up with good service. So we're going to try and give you some good service.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
So. All right, I think we've got the gist of it. Let's see if anybody has any questions for you. Ms. Wingate?
The only question I would have is about the maintenance of that road. So would we have to?
Here's why that's important and why we're concerned about that is that right now, all those lots are owned by people you know, family members, and all that stuff. And you know what? Every daggone one of them are going to die someday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And somebody else is going to end up with that property that you maybe don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would really would encourage you to, while you're all friends and getting along,
yes, sir,
make an agreement. Just put a little something in writing that can travel with the deed, and that way there's never any question about who's responsible for what, and you can go on in perpetuity. Because I know right now it all looks like it's all fine, but
and later down the road,
one of these days, somebody, trust me.
Now, is that something that needs to be done prior to your approval, or is that something that could be?
We're going to talk about that. I don't know that we have.
Because that's a pre-existing lane.
I'm not sure we would be within our bounds to require.
It's been there for like 30 years.
Just giving you some good advice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just telling you from experience, it's a really good thing to do.
Right.
And especially if you do it while it's all friendly.
Because like you said, the first time somebody moves in from out of town, they're going to go, who's responsible for taking care of this?
I'm not paying for it as well.
And there's potholes there. Nobody told me.
That's the thing. Whoever came in is going to say, well, I didn't know anything about this. I came here from New Jersey.
I've got a feeling that the perception or the position is going to be, it's that guy down on the end.
And a quick question.
That's going to become you.
Really, from a legality standpoint, though, being my wife and my name is on that lane.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess technically we own the lane. But I don't know or have any access
to question.
What
you should talk to
you'll need to get somebody like that gentleman sitting right behind you. You're going to need to get one of those types of guys to help you figure this out. Because it's likely that everybody who has a lot on that lane has an easement.
Right.
In that
right.
Lane.
And I'm just not
the
sure
right
what that
to use
is.
It, but you own it. So it's very plausible, very believable that somebody could buy one of those lots someday and say, well, that man back there owns the land, that road's his problem.
I ain't no problem for being my problem.
it's worth trying to do that, but it's not something, we're not going to make you do it. I mean, we can't do it.
Very good advice.
We're not going to, we wouldn't.
Yeah,
hold you
just me. You're just looking out. I understand. Yeah.
But just a friendly word of advice. Yeah. Get that work.
I'm just trying to get him in his own house before he's 30, man. That's
well.
Yeah,
I feel your pain.
I'm just saying.
It's been a
thank God I built a house big enough to keep him there for a while. But
Mr. Mayor, you got anything?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, my only question was how he was going to get to his house, and he's already said it's coming off the back.
Right,
so
off
you don't even have to worry about that.
Yeah,
see, this is how I go. I go up here, cross my lane, and into my driveway right here. He would be coming right there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all.
And might have a little something connected to
there's houses. There's no doubt in my mind.
Got to get duck boats and stuff back and forth.
Grandchildren.
Yep. Grandchildren, et cetera, yes. Well, we got two grand dogs now, so.
Yeah. Down the road.
Prerequisite. Is that all you need from us?
Okay.
We just can't underscore enough no mandate, but just looking out for y'all.
Get something right there.
If there's any way you can get that taken care of,
absolutely.
Yeah. Trust me, it there will come a day where you'll be glad you did.
Okay. Absolutely. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
appreciate
you.
Thank you.
Okay, staff, anything?
Nothing for me, thank you.
It's just a question. Is this something that could be preliminary and final? Do we know? Do we have?
We have the soil feasibility. We don't have DELDOT, but
okay.
This is not. It's not changing the entrance, it's just increasing the number of trips.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Okay, that's all. Thanks.
All right. Okay, you guys take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
It's a shame, though. They have to go through all that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had to draw a line somewhere, and we knew this was going to happen, but there really wasn't any way to avoid it, I don't think.
Okay. And it prevents somebody from doing serial subdivisions.
Right, and that was the whole idea, because people were gaming the system.
No, I understand,
how it is. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2022-13, lands of Chad E. and Amy L. Reed? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2022-13? Operator, is there anybody standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2022-13, lands of Chad E. and Amy L. Reed?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is currently no one on the line who wishes to speak.
All right, thank you, operator. Any further questions, commissioners, comments, staff, anyone? Okay, that being the case, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.